You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
How to super rocket your success as an author, coach, and speaker. If that topic interests you, oh my. Friend, you have come to the right spot. This is episode 93. I am your host, Carrie Oberbrunner, on the Igniting Souls podcast. I am talking about a very critical topic today. A lot of you are aspiring authors, coaches, and speakers, or maybe you've been in it for a while, but here's the point. How do you super rocket your success? If you knew a faster way to reach a true place of greater influence, impact, and income, wouldn't you want to know that path? I certainly would. Well, I've been an author now for, going on 13 years. I've been a coach. I've been a speaker for nearly just as long. And it's taken me a while to really get in my groove, to really understand my voice, to really get clear. And if there's something that I can teach you today about success in any one of these three areas, it is that you need to be crystal clear. So many times I look around and I see authors, coaches, and speakers trying to be somebody else. They see somebody on stage and they think, oh, I'm going to add that, and I'm going to change that, and I'm going to be like that person. And as a reality, they become just a bad mix of an imposter. I mean, that's what it is, basically. Look, I'm all about tweaking your technique. But when you stand up and people can feel that this isn't you, they can feel that they don't know what you're talking about, that it's a blend of other people's content. They can feel that you don't believe in what you're saying. That is the BS meter, the bologna sausage meter, right? That's what we're talking about today. When your future clients are sitting in seats or across the table or through the screen, and they can pick up that, I don't get this person, man. They're not coming off with clarity. That is a big, big turnoff. As I say many, many times, if you've hung with me for a while, clarity attracts, confusion repels. So let me start with a quick story. No joke, this was 2012, and I knew I needed to leave my day job. I wanted to leave my day job. I knew I was being held back, and I had a lot more in me. So what did I do? I signed up to be part of a coaching group. And this coaching group gave me a big binder full of all kinds of stuff, scripts, all kinds of worksheets, all kinds of listings of programs I could offer. And that thing was inches thick, maybe 3 inches thick. It was huge. It was a huge binder. Could barely carry it. And I remember driving over to a place where I was going to propose my coaching services. And I was so nervous. I had to dust off a suit because in my day job, I never wore suits. So here I am in the van. I call my wife and I have nearly heart palpitations. I am so nervous. And I remember telling her, I can't do this, Kelly. I just can't do this. And she said, look, you know, she tried to comfort me as best as she could. But I remember then going up the big staircase in the big mirrored building right off of 270. I still, if you know Columbus, I drive past this nearly every day. And it's a great reminder. Once I finish this story, it's a great reminder of this principle I'm going to teach you here. But I was so nervous, and I remember sitting in the lobby, and they said, you know, Mr. Oberbrunner, so-and-so is here to see you. And so I went in with my 3-inch thick binder of of details and content. And I remember sitting down with the gentleman and then the lady who basically got me the showing, got me the gig, where I was going to, quote, pitch my products and services. And rather than doing it the right way, I basically talked. My nerves were just getting to the best of me. And in the nervousness, I just kept speaking. And I kept speaking and speaking about what I could do and what I could offer in this program and that program. And then I stood up at a whiteboard and grabbed a marker. And I could just absolutely tell I was not doing a good job. And I think the guy knew too. And he was, you know, compassionate, but he tried to ask questions and all this, and it was a bomb. Oh my gosh. I wanted to run back in the van and just drive away so fast. Of course, I didn't get that gig, and that binder was a crutch to me. That binder was an absolute just crutch where rather than being me, rather than listening, rather than showing up, filled up, I just basically tried to sell the guy. And I remember thinking, am I ever going to be able to leave my day job? I just bombed. All the stuff. You know, I'm not cut out for this. This isn't me. Who am I to think I could ever do this for a living? You get it. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you have been there. But it was probably the lowest of the low. And I love the fact that I have to drive by this building nearly every day of my life, because it kind of reminds me often of one of the lowest places that I was. And now you look at today, we have over 100 certified coaches on our content in 6 continents, 24 countries. We have a huge Igniting Souls tribe with over 700 paid clients. I mean, a dream team that is just in it to win it, doing a fantastic job, selling out conferences, launching books. I mean, you get it, right? A lot of you might know of the recent success we've had in the last 4 years. So how do you go from a bumbling, stumbling blow up in a corporate office where I basically want to throw in the towel and quit? And how do I go from that to today? That's what we're going to talk about. And I'm going to give you guys kind of the steps, because I want you to realize that this doesn't just happen. You know, there was some really low lows. And if you're having low lows right now, that's okay. I don't want you to stay there. But all I'm saying is, this is a good thing, because now you're aware that you need tweaks. See, when you don't have low lows, you think you're all that. You're not teachable. You're not coachable. But when you can get to the point where you have some blow-ups, have some mess-ups, now you're suddenly ready to listen. It's kind of like an athlete having a really, really, really bad game on national TV. And then just hearing the reports in the newspaper, whatever, social media, and they go into practice the next day. And rather than seeing all kinds of film of how bad they stunk, one of the coach has enough grace to say, you know what? Let's not go over the film yet. You already know what you did wrong. Do you want to hear the right stuff? Do you want to find the right path? And that's the posture I'm going to take today. I don't need to beat you up. I don't need to beat me up. I did not need to be beat up after I ran out of that corporate office back in 2012. I already knew I bombed. What I needed was someone to just come around me and say, Carrie, you got this thing, man, but here's some tweaks you need to do. So that's exactly what I'm going to spend time on today. I cannot emphasize this enough. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. In the absence of clarity, we fill in the space with confusion, with words, with selling, with pitching. What helped me more than anything else, would help me super rocket my success as an author, coach, and speaker was, first of all, to write my message out. This is not something people like to hear. They like to hear, well, no. It's a tweet you do. It's a share that you do. No, listen. I've been talking now for months about December 6th. December 6th is my global release and worldwide live stream for Elixir Project. I've known this date for months. And people have asked me about this date. And they've said, oh, you know, I hear on your 40th birthday, December 6th, you're going to launch your book. Tell me about it. And I have hemmed and hawed and basically tried to bumble and stumble along with what that night's going to be. Because in my mind, I know it's going to be a great night. I just don't know what it's going to be yet, right? Well, the last 48 hours, I sat my butt in a chair and I forced myself to write out exactly what that night is going to be. I mean, I am talking detailed. Who, what, when, where, why, how. I named it, okay? So instead of saying it's a release party or blah, 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 not even knowing what I was going to say, now I'm going to go right to the page. Elixir Project Global Release Party and Live Stream. And literally, this page that we've developed the last few days is so detailed. I mean, it's so detailed. It goes down to a super granular level. Here's what I'm trying to say. I did not want to sit my butt in a seat and write out what I was going to do. I didn't. Just like when people talk about a book they're going to do. Talk, talk, talk. You know, someday I'm going to write a book. Someday, someday, someday. Whatever. If you want to super rocket your success as an author, coach, and speaker, now realize I'm already an author. So how did I super rocket the success of December 6th, which by the way is going to break a world record? It's going to be the largest live stream book release party ever. How is this all going to happen? Clarity attracts, confusion repels. Every time I had a little audience in the past and I was trying to explain December 6th, I missed a chance. Because they wanted to know what it was about, and I just hemmed and hawed and tried to talk it out. Let me say that again. I tried to talk it out. You cannot talk out clarity. You can only write out clarity. Let me say that again. You cannot talk out clarity. Clarity comes with a process, and the process is writing it out. If you're struggling with clarity, it's because you have not put your butt in a chair and written out either your proposal, if you want to be an author, or you have not written out your one sheet, if you're a coach or a speaker. What is your one sheet? Your one sheet is your who, what, when, where, why, and how. And the best thing you can do to super rocket your success is clarity. And how do you get clarity? It's by writing it out. Oh my gosh. When I went from talking about Elixir Project to actually having the book, this is really weird because now I'm going back to Elixir Project and reading it again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's good. I mean, it's kind of surreal. You, as an author, you are so engrossed in birthing this baby that when you step away from it now, months after, you come back to it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is really clear. This is really good. And that's what you need. You need that clarity. Your clients need that clarity. Your readers need that clarity. So what I'm trying to say is that we as authors need clarity. And here's a danger. Oh my, I need to share this for a moment. I have seen a major danger, recently with our authors. Some of our authors finish their book and they're ready to move on. In fact, one on a call recently said, well, Kerry, when should I start working on my next book? I said, hold on. I said, you need to spend one full year marketing that book. And the person was like, what? Are you serious? Absolutely. You see, we do not take a deep dive as a society. We say, oh, finish the book, done with that. Next thing I'm moving on to. No, no, no. Most authors do author a book every single year. I mean, the really, you know, people who are professional writers. I say stop. I actually say don't write a book every year. I say write a book every 2 years. If you are a full-time professional writer who, you know, goes nuts with your books. Why? because you need to spend at least another year marketing it, owning it, walking around in the world with it, speaking on it, training on it, podcasting on it, interviewing on it. Deeper, 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 clearer, clearer, clearer. You want to know why I messed up so big back in 2012 when I was holding that 3-inch thick binder? I had no clarity. I was trying to go sell somebody else. I didn't internalize a message. That 3-inch binder was a crutch. And the guy knew it, and I knew it, and the lady knew it. And the lady's probably like, why did I bring this guy in front of my boss? It was a major crutch that I didn't know that I had. And some of you have been walking around with a big crutch because you have not taken the time to internalize your message. What do I mean by this? If you're an author, that means drilling it down and owning it. And if you're one of our Author Academy elite authors, you know that this is what I teach you. I teach you how to own that thing, how that thing becomes you. That is your voice. That is your message. That is literally an extension of you. And you know your book better than anybody else. And you can stand on stage. You can coach from it. You can speak on it. You can train on it. You can do masterminds on it. You can do retreats, seminars, workshops, paid programs, lunch and learns. You own it. That is your message. And that's the type of depth that I have now with the content that I do. I take it deeper and deeper and deeper. I don't need a 3-inch binder to tell me what's up. I can stand up and people now say, just like the Johnny Cash video from the Walk the Line movie, they can no longer say, Cary, I don't believe you. No, 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 no. And by the way, if you missed that little video clip, you need to watch that. Johnny Cash is trying to get out of his day job. He's trying to get into his dream job. He's trying to be a professional musician. And he stands up in front of Sam Phillips. He gets his one shot to do this little song, and he picks a song that is out there and popular and safe and on the radio. And he opens his mouth and he starts to sing. He starts singing, Jesus, save me, save my soul. He forgave me and made me whole. And Sam Phillips stops him and he says, Johnny, is this all you got? And he's like, what? What do you mean? He says, I don't believe you. And he says, what are you telling me? I come down here to sing a song and you're telling me I don't believe in God? He says, no, it has nothing to do with believing in God. It has to do with believing in yourself. And he says, if you had one song to sing before your dirt, are you telling me you would sing the same Jimmy Davis song that we hear on the radio all the time? Or would you sing something real? Because something real is a song that truly saves people. He calls Johnny Cash out. Johnny Cash had his like corporate business meeting scenario that I just had, right? Up in that office where the guy basically didn't tell me, but I definitely knew that he didn't believe me. And I had a gut moment there. And maybe this is your gut moment where you got to decide right now, are you going to keep walking around carrying somebody else's binder? And even if you are an author right now, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, maybe my message can't stand on its own 2 feet. Maybe I need some other stuff. Maybe I need to borrow all these other people's styles. If you're a coach, you know what I'm talking about. Well, I'm a certified blank, blank, blank coach. Look, whenever we certify people in our content, we say you are you. You are a brand called you. You are the brand. You are the message. We give you tools that you can use, but you are the carpenter. You are the master craftsman. You are the person who is the coach, who is the speaker, and we simply give you tools. But I know so many other people that let their identity become whose coaching group they're part of. I'm a blank, blank, blank certified coach, speaker, and trainer. And you know what? Everybody smells the imposter. And they say, I don't care about blank, blank, and blank. I care about you. You're the one standing in front of me. And I don't believe you. And I know I'm being a little bit harsh today, but here's the point. I'm sick of people blowing it. I'm sick of people bombing. I'm sick of people saying, I need to not be able to know my own stuff and stand on my own 2 feet. No, you need clarity. You need a little bit of pain, my friend. And the pain is this. I want you to own your message. Yes, as a coach. Yes, as an author. Yes, as a speaker. And if you're saying, Carrie, I don't know how to own my own message. I don't know what my message is. Look, grow up. It's time. God did not waste his time investing in you so that you can go around and be a mouthpiece for somebody else's message. God invested in you. God has been authoring a story in you. And it's time that you own it. Well, Carrie, I don't know how to do it. I don't know all the steps. Listen, if you need help, I talked to David, my business partner, just last week, folks. This would have been November 2nd. We had a massive, deep webinar where I took 4,000 people who registered for the webinar and I told them all about not how to be some lame speaker, coach, and author where they're out there, you know, faking it and all this stuff. I told them deep, deep, deep teaching about how to own their message, how to turn this into a business by being extremely clear. And if that's you, and you say, Carrie, I missed the webinar. Maybe I heard the webinar, but I've just been sitting on the bench. Look, folks, there is nothing that I know that is more exciting in the world right now than the Igniting Souls tribe coming around our fellow authors and helping them own their message and become strong and clear. This is like joining a group of Spartans of old, a group of Navy SEALs. And you might say, Carrie, but I'm not strong enough. Yes, you are. I truly believe that you would not be listening to this podcast if you were just not strong enough. Look, I know people who are like, well, gee, you know, I bought that program or I did this or, you know, I'm going to get my book published through these people. And then what? Look, your book being published is not just some printed manual. Go to Kinko's Photocopying if you just want a printed manual. Author Academy Elite is the Navy SEALs of publishing. It is the people who say, I am going to make this message and I am going to own this and I'm going to get on TV. I'm going to get on radio. I'm going to create content around this. I'm going to speak on stages. I'm going to do masterminds. I'm going to do retreats. I am going to take this message to the ultimate extreme. And Carrie's going to help me every single step of the way for 18 months. Now, does it take 18 months? No, but I'm going to help you for 18 months. And I'm going to be on phone calls twice a week helping you out. And well, Carrie, I don't know how to do this. I'll help you. The same 52 mini mission model that I have taken for all of my books, even Elixir Project right now. People say, how are you crushing it with Elixir Project and the book's not even out yet? This is how. Folks, I know so many publishing opportunities out there that are college kids that are selling people programs that never invest in the person. That's like you buying a treadmill or a elliptical machine and saying, well, I'm going to buy this equipment so that I can become fit. No, no, no. You need a coach in your face telling you, helping you, pushing you daily. And that's what we do, the private Facebook group, the Igniting Souls Tribe. And we become a group of people that love you, that care for you. And if you're part of the Igniting Souls Tribe or one of our Author Academy Elite authors, you know how much I invest my heart into you. And that's why I only take 25 people. And we just published 31 2 weeks ago. And now we have one chance to publish 25 more people. From last week's webinar, a bunch of those spots are taken. And I wanted to do a little extra special episode for you today, because if you missed that webinar, friend, this is your chance. Seriously. This is like, I don't know, some of you might have been praying, what do I do next? How do I get my book out there? How do I be a stronger coach? How do I be a better speaker? Look, you own the message. Speaking and writing are both communication mediums. You want to be a better speaker, write. You want to be a better writer, speak. They're one and the same. You articulate your message. And if you're wondering why I'm a little bit fired up, I'm fired up because I'm sick of people not owning their message. I'm sick of people thinking that they need other people's messages. Look, we don't need another carbon copy of somebody else. We need you to step up and own your message, your pain, your story, and make it happen. So what's the step? The step is right now, it's November 6th. I woke up early. Look, it's daylight savings. I'm so fired up, I can't even sleep an extra hour. So I got up early. I'm recording this a day early, taking it as a sign from God that, you know what, normally I do podcasts on Monday, but you know what, Sunday I got up, I'm ready to go, I'm excited, and I'm just converting a lot of stuff I've heard over the last few weeks from people that aren't part of the tribe, that aren't part of Author Academy Elite. You know, we've been interviewing some people, and here's what I know. I know that if you want to super rocket your success as an author, coach, and speaker, you need to be part of Author Academy Elite. You need to take the fastest way to get your book out there, the right way. And you got to watch the webinar first. We don't just take people in the program. You can't buy your way into Author Academy Elite. That's not how this thing works. If I'm going to invest in you hardcore for 18 months, I want to know that you got what it takes, that you're the right fit. And so we interview everybody who gets into the program. You can't buy your way and you need to apply. So here's a couple quick steps. Number one, watch the webinar. It expires tonight, but we put a 24-hour extra extended replay. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, go right now to carrieoberbrunner.com/replay. We have people right now watching it on Facebook and other places. We've got hundreds of applications in. Our team has already given away some of those 25 spots. We're pushing through the rest of the application and the interviews. But I talked to David on Friday and I said, David, I feel like the applications we're getting are good and some of them excite me. But I said, there's this whole thing called the podcast listeners, called the special email subscribers. I want them to apply because I think there's a few of you. In fact, I think it's you. And I think that you need to get clearer. You might be like me in 2012, carrying around somebody else's binder. And people can tell and people can feel, and you're pushing people away because they don't believe you. I want you to go to carrieoberbrunner.com/replay, watch the author webinar replay, see the passion, feel the heat, understand the model, and then apply. You apply at authoracademyelite.com/application. authoracademyelite.com/application. And what we're going to do is we're going to help you get so clear on your message. So clear on your message. So that people say, just like Sam Phillips, right? I mean, check this out. Seriously, walk the line. Johnny Cash clip. When Johnny changed his song from what everybody was singing in the day and from what everybody was telling him to sing and play it safe and play it secure and not risky. And then he tells Sam Phillips, he says, well, I got something else. He says, what is it? He says, you got anything against the Air Force? And Sam Phillips said, no. And Johnny said, well, I do. And then his buddies behind him said, in poor English, poor grammar, they said, Johnny, whatever you're about to play, we ain't ever heard. His band said, dude, what are you doing? Some of your close friends and family might say, what are you doing authoring your own book? What are you doing thinking about Author Academy Elite? Johnny said, I don't care. And he kept playing. And then his band caught the theme and the song, right? And he did it and it was magic. And he got the record deal. And everything shifted in his life. Because instead of regurgitating somebody else's message, he realized that he had a message inside him. And that, my friend, is what I want you to hear today. You have a message. Only you can share it. But are you going to become believable? CarrieOberbrunner.com/replay. In fact, I'm going to go check that out right now. Make sure I'm giving you the right link here. CarrieOberbrunner.com/replay. And I believe that David, yes, put up a special, special link just for the podcast listeners, just for the email subscribers. And that's your shot. So those who don't take advantage of it, who knows? Guess you're going to be walking around with somebody else's binder for the next few months or years and pushing away other people and thinking, well, it's just me. No, it's not you. They're rejecting. It's not you that's the problem. It's your message. When you regurgitate somebody else's message, then you know what? You have every right to be rejected because they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the other person. But when you stand up and get really, really clear, just like I got super clear for our global release party, and now I know it and I own it. And I can stand up and I can share it and shout it from the mountaintops in every form and fashion. And people feel it and they say, I want to be part of that global release. I want to join that event. Yeah. Because I sound believable. Because I am believable. Because I did the tough work. I want you to be one of our authors. And I'm so passionate about it. And I know that you joining the program will not change my life if you join the program, but it will change yours. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, episode 93, how to super rocket your success as an author, coach, and speaker. Go make it happen.